True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
216-474-0092. Mike Exisa from CBS Sports going to talk baseball with us at 1 o'clock.
TV show.
What do you got?
That Damn Zebra.
That would be a good show.
All right, gentlemen, we've got a little bit of news here from the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Okay.
Status update. Darius Garland underwent successful surgery today to repair his great toe injury. The procedure was performed by someone at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in consultation with the Cavaliers team doctor. His status will be updated as appropriate following a progression of treatment and rehabilitation in approximately 4 to 5 months.
Ooh.
Garland expected to make a full recovery and resume basketball activities by the start of training camp. 4 to 5 months.
At Vanderbilt, where he went to college.
Treatment and rehab.
For 1 year. 4 to 5 months.
Yeah, that sounds right for that's October, isn't it?
Yeah, it's October, November.
Ugh. All right, so you don't have them for the beginning of the season. You know what we realized this past year? Well, regular season doesn't matter. It's okay. Be healthy.
Didn't you just say expected to be fine for training camp?
Correct.
Well, that's September.
Right. I had the same question.
July, August, September. That's 3 months. We're holding up fingers here.
I was going to say, by the way, can I out all of us for the fact that all of us started using our fingers and our knuckles?
I mean,
I didn't use my knuckles.
It's June 9th. That's July 9th.
Wait, can you
August
retro?
August 9th.
Can you retro that?
September 9th.
We're retroing the rehab on this.
And training camps open at the end of September.
I know he had surgery on the 9th, right? But we're going to date it back to May.
That's 4 months. And he's going to miss how long?
4 to 5 months.
That could mean November.
Correct.
Earth months or Venus months?
You know what this means? It means somebody.
Why does anyone talk
somebody
to
at the Cavaliers didn't do what we did. They didn't pull out their hand and start counting months.
That's right.
If 4 to 5 months is legit, that means he might not be ready for the start of training camp.
I have to ask.
That's what we have the fingers for, people.
I'm not trying to
count on them.
I'm not trying to be a jerk, but.
What do you mean try?
Why do we call it the great toe? Is it that much greater than the other toes?
Don't do stripes.
I mean. Why? Because I didn't say Sergeant Hulka? It's a Sergeant Hulka injury.
I mean, it is the largest toe, and it does have a lot of pressure on it.
I would say
have you ever had your big toe messed up?
Oh, it hurts. It hurts. It hurts
you
really bad.
You can't even walk?
Yeah, but you'd said what I said. If I walked up to anybody and I said to him, hey, what would you call the toe that isn't...
The big toe.
That's on the inside. What would you call your inside toes? I don't know. No, they would think something else. I don't even know. It's your big toe. It's your big toe. Why does it have to be the great toe? Is that the technical medical term for it?
We don't call the thumb the great finger.
Yeah, why we don't call it? You're correct. That's an excellent point.
We don't also call it the squatty finger on the end.
The squat.
Yeah, but it's the most important finger. Why don't we call it the most important finger?
That's I personally think my great toe is my second toe. I like it a lot.
Because it's longer than your bigger toe?
It is, actually.
Isn't that weird? Mm-hmm. Think about that.
I like it.
One of those weird evolutionary things.
All right, are we over this?
Used to be when we were picking up things with our feet.
You'd have to use your great toe and your second. And by the way, are they now numbered? Like, is your baby toe, right? Is we call it your baby toe? Your pinky toe?
Aren't those cute?
What do you call it? What's the tiny toe then? Is it the tiny
toe? The little toe. The one at the far left on my left foot.
Is your little toe?
I call it the toe. Does it serve a purpose?
Yeah. Balance.
I almost don't want to get into another real story. I do need a zebra update. Hang on. Let me talk to Kevin real quick. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Kevin. Kaya Hagafalls.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good.
Hey, may I suggest we're all a little bit smarter? Jay Billis was on the show, and man, that guy is he's smart. Very smart yeah. guy.
Yeah, he's good.
He's amazing. Hey, great interview. I think guys did a great job. I was wondering if I ever had a chance to pick his brain, I'd love to hear his thoughts on not if, but when these athletes now become employees of the university. And I can tell you in my world, the tax world, this is a huge conversation we're all having right now because, you know, that's going to change the landscape a lot when they go from independent contractors on their NIL to now W-2 employees of the university. And we see the biggest impact is all the fringe benefits that they're going to have to now pay tax on, right? So, like, you know, these guys, you guys know this D1, they don't just get a scholarship, right? They get their own private cafeteria. They get their own chef. They get their own private
apartment.
Trainer. Exactly. Apartments. They get their own exclusive rights to the
not dorm the apartment now. Yeah, it's crazy.
Right. So, I mean, that could be $150,000 extra these kids are getting, well, young men and women, you know, that has to be added now to a W-2 fair employee. Well, you know, if you get an athlete not offered the millions, let's say mid-range, you know, they get $100,000, $150,000 offer, they may say no way because now everything they earn is going to be paid in taxes because now they have to pay another $200,000 for all the benefits they get, right? So
it was a lot easier when they were cheating and just getting McDonald's bags full of cash.
Give me that shoebox.
Right. Yeah.
Darn right. But see, the big key and the key that Jay Billis said, and I think it's going to be huge, is this does not get rid of, and it doesn't prevent NIL. It's still there, right? Yep. So now I think Jeff's concern is a really good one was, yeah, universities can still, they're going to be able to offer up to $20 million as an employee university. You may have some athletes that want to opt out of that and say, well, I don't want to be an employee university. What can you get me with NIL instead, right? And there's no limits
on
that.
And by the way, you're signing a contract that says,
you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, you can't leave. That's you got a buyout. Why would you want to sign the contract?
That's it. So I mean, I understand why they did it, why they came with the settlement, but NIL is not going away because there's so many benefits to the athletes for it. I mean, they have all the options. They can leave when they want. The portal's not going away, and they're not an employee of the university. They're not locked into that situation with that university. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. We don't know. None of us have a crystal ball, but, man, I just see NIL still being a huge influence in bringing kids to different colleges.
I would agree with you.
Kevin, thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate it. Yeah, I think it's NIL too. That $20 million sounds nice, but he's right. What about the taxes?
And wait till Title IX gets involved in this. I mean, don't you, if you're going to get $20 million or whatever it is, Title IX says you got to split it, right? I mean,
I don't know.
It has to be equal. Isn't that what Title IX's all about? Equal number of athletes under scholarship?
Yeah.
I mean, get ready, man.
I don't know where Title IX's going. I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't know where it's going. And I don't know. I mean, do you have to pay employees now because it's not athletics? You're talking about equal on athletics, scholarship, right?
Let me file a lawsuit and let's find out.
I think that's what happens, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I think that's where we go next.
Yep.
All right, we have 4 minutes. I need the zebra update.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Date, my friend.
Well, so with this, the thing that I could say with the zebra, we'll do it really quickly, and then we probably should do a little bit of Darius Garland as well, because Chris Fedor joined Earl the Pearl and Spencer German over the weekend as well, and had some thoughts on Darius Garland and potential moves and all that stuff that I want to play for you
then
guys.
Hang on to the zebra. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
All right, so what did he say?
So let me play this for you guys. This is Chris Fedor on our weekend show with Earl the Pearl and Spencer German.
I keep coming back to the same thing. Guys, I keep coming back to Darius has to go. Like, if you're going to reimagine the offense, if you're going to reconfigure the roster, and if you're going to reset your salary cap situation, this is a top-heavy team. This is a top-heavy roster. This is a team that is going to get really, really expensive as we continue to move forward. But if you're trying to accomplish all three of those things in one off season, there is one move that allows you to do that, and it's trading Darius. And it comes with this caveat, right? The package that they would be offered for Darius would have to be one that I would say yes to. It would have to be one that they would say yes to. And it would have to be one that I believe would make them a better basketball team and increase their chances of taking the next step as an organization and competing for a championship.
What does great toe surgery mean as far as his value to trade right now? I don't think it's huge. Do you?
No.
No. I think you pass the physical, you're fine.
I think it's great.
You sure it's not big?
Isn't that the rim shot?
Yeah. No. He doesn't have one.
Listen.
Now, there it was. I thought they took the drum set out of it.
Since they picked up Donovan Mitchell, I've caught so much grief for saying two small ball dominant guards is not the normal way to win an NBA championship. And this offseason, more than ever before, I keep reading and seeing basketball, you know, people from around the country, basketball people here. You know, you could really trade Darius Garland. Yeah. Yeah. But I'll tell you this, though. As the guy who thinks two ball dominant guards is not the small ball dominant guards is the way to win an NBA championship, I'm not moving him to move him. He's a hell of a player. He's really good. So I'm moving him if I can improve my team. Exactly what Chris just said. But I'm just going to tell you, nothing's changed. I've seen nothing under JB Bickerstaff or Kenny Atkinson that makes me think two small ball dominant guards is the way to win an NBA championship. So I sure hope they get an offer that they like, and I sure hope they send Darius somewhere where he might be able to be the number one option. And I sure hope they get guys back who can make this a better basketball team. And if they don't do that, then don't make the trade. Hang on to him. Play. Try and become the team that can win a title with two small ball-dominant guards. I mean, somebody's going to do it eventually down the road, right? It's going to happen.
Yeah, that second apron, it scares me because I don't know. Because if I read it right, to trade Garland, right, they would have to find someone that's making less money than Garland. And there are other factors that come into play on this. So the other thing is and if that's the case, right, should you expect less from this team next year during the regular season?
Nope.
You expect more.
Regular season, I don't expect anything. I think we all expect further than round two of the playoffs. I mean, that you've done it twice. You had the best record in the East. What's next? Go deep.
And the regular season record doesn't matter. We're going to be saying that all year.
Take a look at the Indiana Pacers. Tell me how that matters.
No one is going to. They started off slow.
They were fourth.
And they started slow. It's the difference. Mike Axisa is going to join us from CBS Sports. He is with us next. We're going to talk to him about your Guardians' big win yesterday. And look who's back in town. Tito's back. Reds, guards, talking about it next. 216-474-0092.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.